you ministers who do his will. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. A wonderful way to understand something is by comparing and contrasting it to its opposite. Nowhere is this more true than in the universe of angels, the spiritual world. We can learn a lot by comparing and contrasting. If you like to visualize angels as having wings with feathers, you might say, well, contrast our fine feathered friends, the angels, against our fine feathered fiends, the demons. You'll recall that the devils, the demons, are really fallen angels. They were all originally created good. A classic book on the catastrophe that befell the angels is John Milton's Paradise Lost. He explains that God created the angelic hosts before making man and woman. And in the beginning, God fashioned angels as beings of immense light and intelligence and power, far greater than me and you. Then God revealed his further plan to create human beings. And then additionally, that angels should serve human beings. For this reason, the brightest and the most brilliant of the angels, named Lucifer, which means light bearer, said, "Non servium," I will not serve, and was hurled into hell. Human beings, he thought, should serve the angels, not the other way around. Satan says in Paradise Lost, "Farewell, happy fields, where joy forever dwells. Hail, horrors, hail, infernal world, and thou profoundest hell. Receive thy new possessor, one who brings a mind not to be changed by place or time." And next follows one of the most famous lines in all of Milton. Satan says, "The mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell, a hell of heaven." A few verses later, Satan explains why he prefers hell. He says, "Here we may reign secure. Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven." In other words, the crux of this angelic calamity was a refusal to serve, a lack of love. And that's what created those fine feathered fiends. The good angels, our fine feathered friends, by contrast, are ready to serve. They are eager to love. We read in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, angels have been present since creation, serving. the accomplishment of the divine plan. They closed the earthly paradise, protected Lot, saved Hagar and her child, stayed Abraham's hand, communicated the law by their ministry, led the people of God, announced the births and callings, assisted the prophets. Finally, the angel Gabriel announced the birth of the precursor, John the Baptist, and that of Jesus himself. Now notice in this description how eager the good angels are to serve not only the Creator, but also his creatures, even his lowly human creatures. That takes holy humility and loads of love. And that's the difference between the good angels, our fine-feathered friends, and those fallen angels, the fine-feathered fiends. Folks, who are your friends? Do you believe in angels? Are you like Indiana Jones, who scoffed and laughing said, "Oh, Marcus, what are you trying to do, scare me? You sound like my mother. I don't believe in magic, a lot of superstitious hocus pocus." But I am convinced that every time we choose the path of virtue or choose the road of vice, we walk in the company of angelic friends or angelic fiends. When we choose the cardinal virtues of justice, temperance, courage, and prudence, and the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love, our guardian angels guide us, protect us, and serve us. However, when we pick the path of perdition and embrace the seven capital vices of envy, gluttony, greed, sloth, lust, anger, and pride, we accept the company of the fallen angels. But note this well, when we sin through these vices, the fallen angels do not serve us. We serve them. We become slaves to the one who said arrogantly, "Non servium," I will not serve. This is not superstition. This is salvation. Folks, be careful of the company you keep. Do you walk with fine-feathered friends or with fine-feathered fiends? They would both enjoy your company very much. Praised be Jesus Christ.